Our sister is soft-spoken, so maybe some of you didn't fully hear her testimony. I'll just summarize for you. Last summer when she came to camp, she had been diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And during her stay here at camp, God was ministering. And I remember that Sunday, that morning service, where God just led us into a time of prayer for the whole service, just seeking the Lord, but kind of prompted by the need our sister had. And since then, she went back home and had, it was 3 inches, 5 centimeters, about 3 inches. And then it shrunk to 2/10 of an inch. And now the last report, the doctor said it looks just like a scar. There doesn't seem to be any tumor there. We want to continue to pray for our sister. But I believe that as we come to the Lord, even now, God's desire is to heal. God's desire is to perform miracles. And so maybe this would be a good opportunity for us to look to him. Because I know there are needs here today. I know some of you are sick. You need a touch from the Lord. Maybe the doctors have done what they can. But we come today to the great physician who is able to do what man can't and what medication can't. Thank God for those things. But God is able to do more. Maybe there are other needs in your life. They may not be physical needs for healing. Maybe there are other burdens that you carry today. There are things that unless God intervenes, it seems there's no hope. You've exhausted all your wisdom and all the counsel and all the resources. But God is able. Maybe we could just take a few moments before we pray for one another, and let's just wait on the Lord. You have a need this morning. God knows it. Before we ask, God knows needs this morning that we don't even know yet. And God is at work, doing things that we cannot see. So let's look to him this morning and believe God would want to instill faith in our heart. Maybe we don't have faith in ourselves. We it's just lost. It's gone. We've been in a battle for too long. We're weary. We see no end, and maybe we've just kind of surrendered to it. But that God would stir faith in our hearts this morning to restore hope, trust. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Increase our faith, O God. We believe, but help our unbelief. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Passing this way, this day, today, Jesus is passing this way. Passing this way today, Jesus is passing this way. Jesus, come. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Touch the hem of his garment, and thou too shalt be. Maybe you have a need this morning, whatever it is, it burdens your heart. It's a weight that sometimes is too great to bear. We want you to stand. We want to pray with you, whether it be physical or other areas. Maybe it's in your home, your family. You need a miracle. Would you just stand? You don't have to say anything. We're not going to ask you to share. We just want to pray in faith with you today. Jesus, yes. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Maybe you're near somebody that's standing and you want to stand in faith with them. Go ahead, let's move. Let's believe God for one another this morning. He is able. He is able. Jesus, let's pray. Lord Jesus, God, come. Lord, we need you. God, we need you today. Lord, we're desperate for you, Lord. Lord, work miracles, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, in power and might. Jesus, 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 Lord, come. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise thy faith in me till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Savior, raise my faith in me till it can move a mountain. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Savior, raise my faith in me till it can move a mountain. Lord, I receive. All my doubts are buried in the fountain. Lord, we believe you today. God, you are able. Lord, you are able. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We receive, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh God, come, we pray. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we ask that you would do great things in our midst, Lord. God, that when we go from here, we would say, truly, we have seen strange things today, unusual things today. God, we believe that you're able. God, we believe that you can perform things beyond our imagination. Lord, we believe that you can heal cancer and AIDS and diabetes. God, we believe that you can restore marriages, oh God, and you can bring back the prodigal. Lord, we believe that you can bring revival to our souls and to our families and to our churches and to our cities, oh God. Lord, we believe that there are situations in our lives that overwhelm us, and it seems like wave after wave crashes. But God, we know that you're greater. You raise up a standard against the enemy. He cannot overcome us. And so, Lord, we stand upon faith. We stand, Lord, upon your word. We stand, Lord, upon you who are a firm foundation. Though the earth trembles, O God, and it shakes around us, Lord, we stand firm in your promises. Lord, we trust you today. We believe you today. Lord, we ask that you would drive out all fear. God, lies and deception from the enemy, O God. We ask, Lord, that you would speak truth into our hearts and into our lives. God, we pray that you would give us peace in the midst of storms. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in your holy presence. In your temple, O God, forever and forever. Thank you, God, for your word.
Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness. If not, Lord, we would be consumed. But you are good. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless the Lord. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God answers prayer. He answers prayer. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I think we have a staff choir this morning. You could come now, please.
Word of light I
in just a moment, we'll be receiving a Sunday offering, which is the only offering that we receive at camp on Sundays. You can give any time you'd like in the office to the Children's Fund, and that is what this offering goes toward. You know, much of the strength of the Pilgrim Camp ministry is to children and young people, and there are those who, if we don't help, are unable to be here financially. And so we bless a lot of children throughout the summer to come to Pilgrim Camp who otherwise couldn't. And so our Sunday morning offerings go toward that specifically. And so if you're giving by check, you could just write it out to Pilgrim Camp, what's received this morning. They'll know where it goes. And you can do it during the week as well, if you're not prepared this morning. But it's such a blessing to see what God does through the ministry here in the lives of our children. Many of you here as older and old people are here in part because of the work that was done at Pilgrim Camp in your own life. We all have testimonies. If you've been raised through the years here at camp, I know we all have testimonies of how God has met us and blessed us. And so we want to pass that on and enable others to meet God in the same way. So whoever's ushering, would you come on up? Is that what we do, or you just go from the back? But they'll do that, number 44 in our camp books. And you can stand as we sing this together.
Holiness unto
Yes, Lord. Bless the Lord.